with Dion and Alan.
Now, that particular reading of the creation narrative certainly, I mean, it resonates with me, and it seems to have quite a lot of personal insight for me as a Christ follower. But you said earlier that the Bible not only has a personal element, we've got to be careful that we don't privatize it, that it's not just about me privately. So don't you want to say a little something about the political element where we zoom out and look at community?
Okay, well, let's remind ourselves again of the personal element, that every single – what we learn from Genesis, as opposed to the Babylonian story, we learn from Genesis that every single human being is born in God's image. God's image is one of love. Therefore, every human being is born in love, by love, and for love, yet with the freedom not to love. Now, let's just pause there for a moment. When we look at one another, can we train ourselves to see – that deepest truth about one another, that I see past the color of your skin, I see past your gender or your orientation or your age or anything like that. I look and I see someone born in love, by love, and for love. That I see myself as someone born in love, by love, and for love. In fact, I would recommend and encourage all of you to write on your bathroom mirror the words, I am born in love, by love, and for love, because that is the deepest truth of who you are. Next time someone says to you, who are you? Introduce yourself to them. Say, hi, my name's Alan, and I'm born in love, by love, and for love. Mm. That is more true than your profession, like I said, your religion even, your color of skin, your belief, your culture, your political party. This is the heart of who you are, born in love, by love, and for love. Yet with the freedom not to love. Now, you're quite right. We mustn't read Scripture in a private way, in a personal way. We claim that truth now for ourselves. We're born in love, by love, and for love. And now we read that same text from the angle of what does it mean for society? Now, someone once said that justice is love distributed.
That's very nice.
Justice is love distributed. So if human beings are born in love, by love, and for love, then society as a whole is born in justice, by justice, and for justice, yet with the freedom not to be just. So society is designed to be just. When society is just, it is being that which God ordained society to be. Now, we have the freedom for society not to be just, and we see plenty of examples around that. You see, I can love you as an individual sitting right next to me here. Mm. But how do I love, for example, the people of Egypt, the people of Tunisia, the people of Zimbabwe, the people of Pakistan? How do I love them as a group? I can't.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
It's very difficult. But if I seek justice for them, meaning fairness and equality for them, that is how I can love them. That's how I distribute my love for them. So I'm born in love, by love, and for love. I'm called to love. I'm called to see you as somebody who embodies that love. But I'm also here to work for communities that I cannot even see for justice. Now, if human beings are born in the image of God, namely love, society is also born in that image, namely of justice. And this is good news, that at the heart of society, God has designed us to be just. When society is unjust, when there are laws passed that are not just, that are not fair, that are discriminatory, those laws are going against the very core of how God has designed and set up society to be, namely one of justice. Let me give you an image, Dion. I want you to think of this huge granite ball.
Mm-hmm.
At the core of that ball is justice, because society is born in the image of God. When this ball is when it grows and becomes unjust, and people are being steamrolled by that ball in policies that are unfair and that in society, what you and I are called to do is to tap that granite ball with the hammer of truth and love. Now, that's a very small hammer compared to how big this granite ball is. And many people may say, you know what, you're foolish. You're never going to change. You're never going to break that ball. That injustice is going to stay forever. But what you and I know is at the core of that ball is something very pure of justice. So all we have to do is tap away and a fault line a crack may happen, and the crack will run all the way to the center.
Mm.
So you and I don't have to have the strength to push that entire granite ball over. All we need is a little bit of truth, a little bit of love to keep tapping away, and it will echo through the granite ball of injustice to the core of justice.
Yeah, I tell you, that is just such a powerful image, Alan, and really adds a whole new layer to this particular text. So as individuals born in love, by love and for love, and society in justice, by justice and for justice.
And the one example that we've just lived through as a continent in the world, a vegetable grower in Tunisia set himself on fire because of the injustice.
Mm.
And what did that do? It just released a crack through that whole granite ball of injustice in the Middle East and brought about change that we've never seen in that region before.
Would you like to discuss this with us? Text us on +27 782 785 300, or for more information, please visit www.manaandmercy.org.